You're listening to a Peak Media production.
And now, coming to you from the Windy City, it's the Daily Dime with your host, Tim Keller.
Hey everyone, and welcome into the Daily Dime. As mentioned, I'm your host, Tim Keller, and this is our inaugural episode of the podcast. I'm super excited to be here today with Peak Media to bring you this new show, and our goal is going to be to recap the world of sports from the day before while also previewing upcoming events in daily 10-minute episodes, Monday through Friday, hence the Daily Dime title. What we're really aiming for here is to give you all the main talking points, news, and updates to keep you on top of your game when talking sports, whether it's with your friends, family, classmates, or coworkers. But now that we've got that out of the way, let's jump right into it. We've only got 10 minutes. All right, so we're going to start off with breaking news from last night as John Calipari has decided to leave Kentucky after 15 seasons to accept the head coaching job at the University of Arkansas. He's currently finalizing a 5-year deal to replace the departed Eric Musselman, who left for California to take the USC job last week. Now, I know they've had some disappointing finishes the past few years. They've gone 1-3 in the last 3 NCAA tournaments with losses to a 15-seed St. Peter's and a 14-seed Oakland, but this is still pretty shocking to me as he leaves a blue blood program for an Arkansas team who finished 16-17 this year. But we'll keep you guys updated as the contract details come out. But definitely a changing of the guard in Lexington. But just like many of Calipari's players, we will transition to the pros as we are winding down on the NBA regular season and the standings are starting to take shape. We got a huge game in Dallas last night as the Rockets were taking on the Mavs, who are trying to hold on to one of the top 6 positions in the loaded West. Coming back from 22 down, the Mavs were able to tie the game at 129 on a buzzer beater at the end of regulation from Dante Exum. They then pulled away in overtime, outscoring the Rockets 18-7, and Kyrie and Luka ended up combining for 85 points. Then, down in Los Angeles, the Cavs put up 40 points in each of the first 2 quarters, just to only score 38 in the second half as they blew a 26-point lead and fell to the Clippers 120-118. Paul George finished with 39, and the Cavs fell from the 2 seed all the way down to the 5 in the East, while the Clippers got one step closer to securing a top 4 seed in the West. Tyrese Maxey dropped 52 on the Spurs as the 76ers won in overtime on the road without Joel Embiid, and then the Timberwolves beat the LeBron-less Lakers by 10 to regain the top seed in the West. In other NBA news, the 2024 Hall of Fame class was announced, headlined by Chauncey Billups and Vince Carter. That class will be inducted in August, and the Raptors even dropped a Vince Carter logo. If you haven't seen that yet, I highly recommend checking out their Twitter page. It's pretty sweet. Looking over to the MLB, Steven Strasburg has decided to retire at the age of 35. The Marlins got their first win over the Cardinals after starting 0-9 on the season, and the Yankees announced that Gerrit Cole will finally begin throwing this week. The Braves play Spencer Strider on the IL with an elbow injury, this coming a day after the Guardians play Shane Bieber on the IL, also with an elbow injury. This resulted in the MLB Players Association releasing a statement on the long-term trend of arm injuries, in which they are blaming the new pitch clock. We look over to golf. Akshay Bhatia won the Texas Open in a playoff over Denny McCarthy to clinch a spot in the Masters this upcoming weekend. And speaking of the Masters, Tiger will be making his 26th appearance in Augusta and is attempting to make the cut for the 24th consecutive time, which would be a record. All of that considered, the biggest event in the sporting world yesterday was in Cleveland, Ohio, as Caitlin Clark and the Iowa Hawkeyes took on the undefeated USC Gamecocks in the Women's National Championship. South Carolina prevailed 87-75 as Clark's 30 points were not enough to get Iowa over the hump. The Final Four's most outstanding player, Camilla Cardosa, finished with 15, 17, and 3 blocks, and true freshman Tessa Johnson had 19 points in 25 minutes off the bench for the Gamecocks. USC finished their season a perfect 38-0 and are now a wild 109-3 in their past 3 seasons. This was their 3rd national title, adding to the laundry list of a resume that belongs to Dawn Staley. But speaking of crazy resumes, Caitlin Clark's college career comes to an end with more accolades than I can count, but her impact has gone far above the numbers. She has helped to elevate a sport that's constantly in a struggle for legitimacy, always having to prove itself, to the national spotlight. Her games drew more fans and viewers than ever. She showed the world that women are also playing the game at an extremely high level, Angie has inspired a generation of young girls to follow in her footsteps. I have no doubt that she will continue to brighten the spotlight on the women's game, especially the WNBA, as she becomes the number one pick in the draft a week from today. And speaking of college basketball, that will give us a great segue into today's action. So tonight we have the men's national championship between UConn and Purdue. Both teams are coming in as one seeds, but we are looking at very different narratives as UConn is looking to become the first repeat national champion since Florida back in 06 and 07. On the other hand, you have Matt Painter and the Purdue squad looking to finally officially squash that narrative that they struggle in the postseason. They famously lost last year in the first round as a one seed to the 16 seed Fairleigh Dickinson. But ironically, the only other one seed to lose to a 16 was Virginia back in 2018, and they won the championship the following year. So Purdue is looking to do that exact same thing, follow in their footsteps, and complete that two-year turnaround. I do think this one's going to be decided by the big men. Donovan Clingan has been awesome for UConn so far. He's averaging 16 points, 9 boards, and 3.5 blocks in their 5 tournament games. But he is going up against Zach Edey, who is now the 2-time player of the year, and he's averaging 28 and 15 in the tournament himself. So even though both teams have a lot of depth, they have a lot of great players, I do think the battle between those two is going to be the best indicator on which team ultimately wins it all. The Huskies are 6.5-point favorites, and they've been dominant all tournament. They have a huge differential. They've been beating their opponents by an average of 25 points. But I think Edey is such an X factor. If he's able to keep getting to the line and stay out of foul trouble himself, I think Purdue's going to be right in this game. They've played well in the second half, all tournament, just like UConn. And so I think we're going to have a tight one down the stretch, and I'm really excited to see how this one's going to play out. As we look around to the other leagues, the NBA is off tonight, but we do have a full slate of MLB games, including Blake Snell making his debut with the Giants. He's coming off of his second Cy Young award-winning season, in which he won 14 games for the Padres last year with a 2.25 ERA. But now he's with the Giants and looking to provide a boost to that pitching staff. They've already allowed 54 runs in their first 10 games, so they're going to need him on top of his game if they want to remain competitive in the NL West there. As I mentioned, we do have a full slate of games, so I'll just run through these really quickly. We have the Brewers traveling to Cincinnati to take on the Reds. The Tigers will play the Pirates in Pittsburgh. The Mariners are taking on the Blue Jays. The Mets will be in Atlanta playing the Braves. The Dodgers play the Twins. The Phillies play the Cardinals. The Astros will be in Arlington taking on the Rangers. The Diamondbacks play the Rockies. The Rays will play the Angels. The Cubs play the Padres. And as mentioned, the Nationals will take on the Giants in Blake Snell's debut there. We do have two other games tonight. We have the White Sox heading to Cleveland and the Marlins heading to the Bronx. I wanted to mention those separately because both of those teams are searching for their second victories as they are a combined 2-17 on the year. The Marlins started out 0-9, but they did win yesterday, so they have a chance to string together a second victory today against the Yankees, even though they are heavy underdogs. And with that, we will wrap up the inaugural episode. As promised, we kept it under 10 minutes. And just like the Marlins, with this being a new show, we are also heavy underdogs. So if you would, please consider subscribing and giving our show a rating wherever you get your podcast. Thank you for listening. We really appreciate the support. We hope you all have a great day.